friend, the most important thing in all the world is for you to obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a judgment day coming. We don't know when that'll be. We simply have the promise of it in the Scriptures that it will occur one day. Our Lord will return and bring all things to an end. All living upon this world will cease. Time will cease. There'll be no more opportunities for people to love the truth, to obey the gospel. So why not do that? Count your blessings. Think about life. Think about the seriousness of the life to come, of standing before a just judge and hearing him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," or "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." The only way to make preparation is to follow what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sin." John 8, verse 24. That is, you must believe that he is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. After believing, you must repent of your sins. Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3, "Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Acts 17:30 says, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Our Lord also taught about confession of faith. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven." No one will go to heaven without confessing Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God. Then the Bible says baptism is required, an absolute necessity in order for one to have forgiveness of sins. Jesus said, Mark 16, 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." That was preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. Throughout the remainder of the book of Acts, through the New Testament, all through the centuries, the teaching of God has been the same. Baptism in water for the remission of sins. You need to do that in order to go to heaven. My name is Garland Robinson.